The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John.
Glory to you, Lord.
Jesus said to Thomas, I am the way and the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. If you know me, then you will also know my Father. From now on, you do know him and have seen him. Philip said to him, Master, show us the Father, and that will be enough for us. Jesus said to him, Have I been with you for so long a time, and you still do not know me, Philip? Whoever has seen me has seen the Father. How can you say, Show us the Father? Do you not believe that I am in the Father, and the Father is in me? The words that I speak to you, I do not speak on my own. The Father who dwells in me is doing his works. Believe me that I am in the Father, and the Father is in me. Or else, believe because of the works themselves. Amen, amen, I say to you, whoever believes in me will do the works that I do, and will do greater ones than these, because I am going to the Father. And whatever you ask in my name, I will do, so that the Father may be glorified in the Son. If you ask anything of me in my name, I will do it. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
Good morning, everyone.
Good morning, Father.
We read today, whoever believes in me will do the works that I do. Christ's words here are very clear. If we believe in him, if we are followers of his, we will do his works. We will love God and love our neighbor. We will seek to do the will of the Father in all things. We will seek the good of our neighbor in all things. Touching on that first point, though, doing the will of the Father in all things, it can be hard to discern what his will is. It can be very difficult. You can spend months, years, decades, centuries praying and trying to get to know the will of the Father and still never have a conclusive answer. I assume most of us have experienced that. And so there's a bit of wisdom that has been passed down throughout the ages that helps us kind of figure it out. When we're seeking the will of the Father, God's voice, we've been hearing throughout the last couple of days, weeks, about God's voice, knowing the voice of the shepherd. And so that's a big part of coming to discern God's will for us. Do we know his voice? Do we know it when he's calling us and pushing us, moving us to give maybe some food to the person on the street? Do we recognize his voice when he's calling us to help out at the food bank across the street? Do we recognize his voice when he's calling us to be a lector in the church or to change careers or any number of things? His voice, if we spend time with him, we come to know it. That's a big part of discerning God's will. But even then, it can be still at times very unclear what his will is. Not because he's not making it clear, but because we're human and it's hard for us to know and understand, because we're uncertain, we're confused. And so there's a couple of tests we can do, because sometimes there's opposing goods, sometimes we're just confused. But one of the tests that we can do is we look at what we think God wants us to do, because we have to use our own intelligence, our own abilities that God has given to us to try and figure out his will for us. And so if we have an idea of maybe it's this, is it moral? Is it morally good to do what I'm planning on doing? If it's not, that's not God's will. Is it legal? And I know that's kind of changes from country to country, place to place, but that's something we need to take into consideration, because if it's strictly illegal what we think might be God's will, you know, we should probably talk to somebody with a bit of experience to help us discern that particular point. Is it moral? Is it legal? And the last thing, what does the church say about it? And so if we can look to see what the church, and I mean not just the hierarchy, but throughout the ages, what have the saints said? What have the people who have come before us, what have they said about this particular decision that I'm about to make? This helps us discern. And it's not always going to be perfect clarity. And so if it passes those three tests, then we pursue that and assume that that's God's will for us until God kind of bats us on the head, no, don't do that. He'll make it clear. He always does. And so this is what it means to do, well, the will of the Father. Because if we're doing the will of the Father, we're doing the will of Christ. Because as he said in the gospel, they are one. And so the closer we come to Christ, the closer we come to the Father, the closer we come to the Spirit, the clearer his voice becomes. It's easier to discern the will of God. It's easier to do the same works that Christ does. Because God's voice is going to call us. He's going to call us to do whatever it is he's asking us. And the more we know him, the more we spend time with him in prayer, the clearer his call is going to be. The clearer that voice will be, because we will know the voice of our shepherd.